All right, welcome everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. We are in our series, How to Survive in the Kingdom of God. We're almost to the end of the series, but not quite there yet. This message is The Law of Perseverance. I am Dr. Mary Craig, and it is December 12, 2021. And let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve, and we thank you for the body and blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ on our behalf. We thank you for his radical life of obedience, perfect personal perpetual obedience, and obedience that led to the cross, Lord, that Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sins, and to satisfy divine justice. We thank you that he lived the life of righteousness that we cannot live, could not live, and that he fulfilled all righteousness before you, and Lord, that including paying the penalty also, taking the curse, bearing the curse, bearing the wrath of God, that he was surety of the covenant. And Lord, and we thank you that Jesus was buried and he rose again the third day. His life was lived out according to the scriptures. And Lord, we thank you that he is the I Am. And so, Lord, we ask for the Holy Spirit to come, who is the Spirit of truth, to guide us into the truth of your word, to come as a spirit of wisdom and revelation, to reveal Jesus Christ to us, and to grant us wisdom, especially wisdom for our days. Lord, teach us to number our days, oh God, and we will give you the praise and the glory. Open the eyes of our minds to comprehend, perceive, and understand, and open the eyes of our hearts to receive what you have for us today from your word. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God desires that we treat others as we want to be treated. We want to use the gifts and abilities God has given to us to glorify him and spread his name and fame among the nations. But how does it work? And what is the key? The law of I'm having trouble speaking today. I don't know. But anyway, we carry on. We're going to persevere. Life lessons in action. The law of perseverance makes the law of reciprocity and the law of use work in our lives. God yields the good things of the kingdom, first of all, to those who struggle. Secondly, to those who keep on asking, seeking, and knocking. Third, to those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Fourth, to those who press on and press through. God rewards diligence, faithfulness, and persistence, as we will come to see. So first of all, let's consider God yielding the good things of the kingdom to those who struggle. God rewards those who diligently seek him. The one who is determined to achieve God-given goals, despite obstacles and tribulation, wins. This struggling and wrestling demonstrates a persistent, steadfast faith. That faith is a gift, and we can ask the living God for that kind of faith. Our example we're going to talk a little bit about is Jacob. We find that in Genesis 32, Jacob was alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip. So the angel did not prevail, or most think it's an angel, but appearing in the form of a man. Anyway, it's debatable. You can watch your, you can write your paper on it. He touched the socket of his hip, Jacob's hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And this is real pain, folks. And he said, "Let me go for the day breaks." But he said, meaning Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." This is persistence, even in the pain. So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. So what do we learn from this? Jacob wrestled and won the blessing. It cost him, but the blessing had supreme value and was worth the price he paid. You see, Jacob was willing to contend with God at a time of desperate need in his life. He knew that God had willed to bless him, and he would settle for nothing less than the full inheritance. He had tenacity, and it caused him to prevail. He persevered for what his inheritance was to be. And this is what we need to do as well. We must accept nothing less than our full inheritance in Jesus Christ. What is ours in Jesus Christ? All that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us, we are to seek after and seek the Holy Spirit who applies to us what Jesus has accomplished. Secondly, God yields the good things of the kingdom to those who keep on asking, seeking, and knocking. This we find in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Jesus is teaching us persistent prayer here. Jesus says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." So we have a promise in this, but it is conditioned upon our asking, our seeking, and our knocking. It is a continuous present tense. So it's really ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking. This is persistent prayer that we might receive from God. So we petition, we knock until the door is open. We persevere until we overcome. And of course, if we went over into Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the point is, how much more shall the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So we ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock until the door is open. Keep on knocking. We need to get in that Bible and use it as a resource and seek out those promises of God and hang on to them and keep seeking. Seeking God that he's going to hold to his word and give us the manifestation of all that he has promised to us. Thirdly, God is going to yield the good things of the kingdom to those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Here's Hebrews 6, verses 10 to 12. "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love that you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Hebrews 6, 10 through 12. Through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. Faith looks to the one who promises because faith has an object. There is the faith, and then faith has an object. Faith looks to the one who promises. The one who promises is God. And he is faithful, and he also will bring it to pass. hope looks to the promise. Again, we find that call to diligence, faithfulness, and persistence in the law of perseverance. Abraham is the example. After Abraham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. And then we see also that God yields the good things of the kingdom to those who press on and press through. For this, we can go to Acts 14, verses 21 and 22. Here we read, "And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, either way, Iconium and Antioch, strengthening the souls, the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must go through many tribulations to enter the kingdom of God." This is like pressure on the spirit, like deep down where you live. This is like pressure on the spirit. We are going to have pressure on our soul and spirit. We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. So, we're talking about pressure on the soul and spirit. If you've ever experienced this, you know exactly what this is talking about. Victory comes through battle. Triumph follows trials. We are here to learn, to practice these principles. This whole life is like a training ground, training camp, preparation. We're here to learn how to overcome. For faith is what overcomes. We are, like Paul, to press towards the goal, the mark, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We are to press on and press through. We are to reach forward to those things which are ahead. Just before God is going to promote you, you find yourself being attacked by the devil. You're tempted, and there's pressure on your spirit. You come up against obstacles, oppression, and opposition. And for this, just think of the life of Jesus and going into the Garden of Gethsemane and coming out and going through all kinds of stuff, and then comes the victory. We all may be having this right now to some degree or other. We may be experiencing obstacles, oppression, and opposition, and we feel ourselves being under the attack of the devil. Or sometimes it's just the pressures of life. You know, all kinds of things may be happening. We may be fighting. We might be too weak or too oppressed to fight the battles, even to pray with a right attitude. Some of these, I just call this being on the hit list, and some are like little harassments, little harassing things coming from the opposition. But I have learned from walking with the Lord that I should rejoice in this, and I should rejoice in my God, the Lord, the living God, because this is part of the pattern before promotion. Attacks come and pressure, and we persevere because the Holy Spirit preserves us. We persevere because the Holy Spirit preserves us. Then things start opening up. Mary Craig Ministries is in its 29th year. We've lived through this many times. The living God blesses this ministry, and yet at the same time we can be having oppositional attacks, this pressure, these obstacles and oppressions coming against us. What do we know from the Word of God? We know that we are to persist in faith believing, and we will see our faith rewarded, especially when that is the faith of Jesus operating in and through us. This is why I have learned over the years to go right to the Word of God and pray the Word back to God and just hang on like some dog at the feet. Like there used to be this ad I don't know if you remember the ad, but I think it was for cottage cheese or something. Anyway, this little dog just comes up and he just hangs on to the leg of this man in the ad. That's the way we have to do. We have to just hang on until we pray it through and press through. And then we shall see the salvation of the Lord. Remember the law of triumph and victory, and that was to take up our position, stand firm, and you shall see the salvation of your God, it says. Well, where does this strength to persevere come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit preserving. Guard the relationship with the Lord, with the Father, with Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Really guard that relationship. Because the Holy Spirit is our next breath, the Spirit of life. And it's the Holy Spirit doing work in us. Even when we're weak, we are strengthened. We can be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's His joy, the joy of the Lord, His joy. He has joy in us. For the joy set before Him, He endured the shame of the cross. He despised the shame, but He endured. And He didn't lose it during that entire time. What I mean is he stayed as within the spirit of a son, the spirit of sonship to the Father, and He did not lose it. He didn't get up on that cross and just say, I've had it. I've had it with you people. I am going home. He didn't do that. So think about that. The scripture tells us in Romans 15 that whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. And now I'm going to have Stephen read about Paul, he really went through it.
Second Corinthians 4, starting at 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death works in us, but life in you.
All right, so Paul went through it in other places. He kind of makes lists of things he went through. And we can think about it. He persevered to the point where he says, I have finished my course or finished the race. And he fought the good fight of faith. And that's going to take the help of the Holy Spirit. So we keep on asking, seeking, and knocking, for how much more shall the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? So the point is, do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. God yields the good things of the kingdom to those who fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith. And so may we persevere to victory. Amen. And let's pray. Father God, we do come to you asking for the Holy Spirit, We ask, Lord, that we will seek the Holy Spirit. God, we know you are a consuming fire, and we know that asking for the Holy Spirit to do the work of salvation in our lives, sanctifying us, causing us to become what the Word of God has declared us to be in Christ. We know that the Holy Spirit comes as a refiner's fire. And Lord, but we ask for the grace and the strength to embrace that fire. Lord, the Spirit of holiness, and Lord God, that we might draw closer to you, that we might draw near to you, that you might draw near to us, Lord, and that we might overcome and learn to be overcomers. And God, that you would be with us. You are with us, Lord. And you are with us even to the end of the age. And so you tell us to go and make disciples of all nations. And you give us a commission to do. Lord, we are to be witnesses to the truth, to Jesus Christ. And we are to witness. That's a doing thing. And we ask for the grace. We ask for the opportunities. We ask for to have us there when the opportunity, to see an opportunity. And Lord, the work of salvation is a work of the Holy Spirit in someone's life. And so Lord, help us to be prepared that we have an answer to give to everyone who asks us for the hope that is within us, Lord. And we want to honor you, and we need your help. We need a real God, the living God. We need more than words on a page. The Word is living and active, and we need that Word, your Word, living and active in us. And we ask for that today because we want to persevere. We want to make it to the end. We have to make it. And we thank you for the promise of Jesus that of all that the Father has given him, he will lose none. And Lord, we thank you for Jesus saying, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So we thank you and we bless your name today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now if you please stand for benediction.
Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.